Be seated. Special week. Starting a new biblical year. Starting a new biblical book. Midst of trials, tribulation, transitions. If we were reading starting today, Vayikra El Moshe, Vedaber Yahweh. Yahweh called to Moses. Yahweh called to him. Notice the point here isn't so much that Moses called on Yahweh. Yahweh called on Moses. Now, this is my first question for today. These are the chapters quite often we're like, I don't get a lot out of these. I don't know if I want to read them. Genesis and Exodus are stories. They're much easier for our mind to concentrate on. These seem to be a whole bunch of, oh, I got to have this, and I got to have that, and I got to have this, and I got to have that. And we don't have a temple, and I don't know what it looks like. How is this going to help me? But remember, it's Yahweh's word. And Yahweh's word is a portal. It's turning on the cell phone so Yahweh can speak through it to us. And if we put it in our heart on a daily basis, it's setting us up for the reality of Yahweh opening it up. But if we go, you know what, I just can't understand it, I promise you, you're losing out on the opportunity for it to be understood. Now, so to answer my question, for those who may have read, what is the first offering? It's the burnt offering. The burnt offering is the first one. And this is the first time it's spoken of in regard to what to do. And it's the first one. So in that, there could be a significance that it is the most important. The basis of which all of them are put upon or understood. So, turn with me to Leviticus chapter 1. 1:1 through 9. As you read through just the basics of the burnt offering, I'm going to start with 1:1. And Yahweh called to Moses and spoke to him from the tabernacle meeting, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when any of you brings an offering to Yahweh, you shall bring your offering from the livestock or the herd, livestock of the herd or of the flock. Meaning, the herd would be your cattle, your oxen. The flock would be your sheep or your goats, of which either of them you may bring for your burnt offering. If his offering is a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer of his own free will at the door of the tabernacle of meeting before Yahweh. Then he shall put his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted on his behalf to make atonement covering for him. He shall kill the bull before Yahweh, and the priests of Aaron's sons shall bring the blood and sprinkle all the blood around the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle meeting. He shall skin the burnt offering and cut it in pieces. The sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire on the altar and lay the wood in order on the fire. Then the priest and Aaron's sons shall lay the parts, the head, the fat, in order on the wood that is on the fire upon the altar. He shall wash its entrails and its legs with water. And the priest shall burn all on the altar as a burnt offering sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to Yahweh. Okay? Now again, you're like, that's a lot of details. How does that spiritually have anything to do with me today? I don't have to do this. Well, let's just check the actual things we need to know. Number one, it must be a male without blemish. Blemish would be a spot or imperfection. Could be the reality of leprosy or a boil on the skin. Cannot have any of that on him. Offer of his own free will. The person who offers it cannot give it begrudgingly. Like, I don't want to, but I'm supposed to. Has to give it because they want to, of their own free will. door of the tabernacle of meeting. It must be done in the portal in which you are crossing over from one place into what? Another. So there's a crossover that occurs in the regard of this sacrifice. You must put the hand on the head. What's significant here is this is a transfer of sin or of responsibility. This animal is representing you. And head, by the way, is the idea like the head of a family, the firstborn, or the one who has responsible, or the responsibility, the boss. So you're putting it upon the head. Make a covering for him, meaning he doesn't have a covering, atonement. He needs it. The skin, the priest must skin the offering. Now, you look at all the other offerings, you don't see the idea specifically that you're going to skin it. But this one does. We're supposed to wash the entrails. You're going to wash them and then you're going to burn them. That's actually significant. We're going to get to that in a minute. Well, all of them are. And you're going to burn all of it. Many of their offerings, some of it's burnt, some of it's taken to the outskirts, some of it the priest gets to keep as an offering to eat. It's sort of strange. The priest gets to eat the sin offering. The sin offering, he gets to eat a piece of that. He has to actually consume that. Turn me to Leviticus chapter 6. I just want to tie in a few other things about burnt offerings before we go any further. And yes, I know it's next week's portion, but that's okay. Chapter 6, verse 10. And the priest shall put on his linen garments and his linen trousers, and he shall put on his body, he's going to cover it, and take up the ashes of the burnt offering, which the fire has consumed on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar, and he shall take off his garments. He's going to put on the garments to take the ashes off, and now he's going to put them beside it. Now he's taking off the garments. He shall take off his garments and put on other garments and carry the ashes outside the camp to a clean place. And the fire of the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall be not put out. And of course, it should be burning continually. So there's this idea of, remember the last we read, there's this idea of making a covering. Notice that in the transfer of the ashes, a covering change. You see how a change of clothes, a change of covering occurs with the burnt offering? What was his covering is now taken off to put on something else. Leviticus chapter 7, verse 8. 7, verse 8. And the priest who offers anyone's burnt offering, the priest shall have for himself the skin of the burnt offering, which he has offered. The priest gets to take home the skin. It's for him. She's like, that's really strange. Why does he get to keep the skin of the burnt offering? Exodus 29. Exodus 29. It's not too far from there. We're going to look at verses 38 to 42. Now this is what you shall offer on the altar. Two lambs of the first year. Day by day continually, one lamb shall be offered in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. With one lamb shall be a tenth, and it continues going on. And these are going to be a what kind of offering? A burnt offering. And so now you have the burnt offering of a lamb at the transition from darkness into light, morning, and from light into darkness. These transition times. So what do we see? There's a change of clothes. We've talked about that. A change of covering that comes with the burnt offering. The priest shall have the skin of the burnt offering. So this skin from it, in regard that it's completely given, is somehow going to be given to the priest, and that's significant. The lamb offered evening and morning every day for us. It is the beginning of all sacrifices. morning and evening. On it, all the other sacrifices are burnt. Genesis 3:21. We know this verse very well. And for Adam and his wife Yahweh, because they were naked, they needed a covering. Yahweh provided them a what? A skin. A skin to give them covering because they needed atonement. What kind of offering was this? The Yahweh provided a skin. Where did he get the skin from? What's the only offering spoken of where someone gets a skin when it's offered? Now, I didn't get to Noah. When Noah is done in regard to his journey, he takes each of the clean animals and he offers them as a burnt offering. They are completely consumed on this new altar. And so it's the beginning transition from being in the ark to now being out of the ark and this new creation starting. Genesis 15, and it came to pass when the sun went down. Transition. And it was dark, there appeared a smoking oven and a burning torch to pass between the pieces. These are the pieces of the animals that, of course, who cut? Abraham did. He cut these animals up and he set them out in regard to a covenant, right? Well, let's be honest, if they're cut up and fire passed between them, what do you think happened to the animals? They were consumed. So what kind of offering was being offered by Abraham for this covenant that was being made? It was a burnt offering. And they were cut in pieces. Remember, we read that in Leviticus. The priest was to cut them in pieces to be offered. Genesis 22, verse 2. Listen to this in regard to Abraham and Isaac. Yahweh says, "Now take your son, your only begotten son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him as a burnt offering." He had to kill him completely. An entire body had to be burnt upon that altar. On the mountain, I tell you. Matthew 26:39. "Father, if it is possible, please let this cup pass. I don't want to have to deal with it. But not by my will, but by yours. Your will be done." Now notice, you sit back, well, Yeshua's will is not to. But when he says, "But your will be done," what is his final will? That Yahweh's will is his Father's will is done. So whatever he's about to do, he is giving it begrudgingly or freely. Freely. And I'll give you another sign of that. You can go to the tree. If he's doing it begrudgingly and they're screaming and yelling at him, he's not going to sit back and go, "Father, forgive them." In the midst that he's been beaten, bruised, he's got black and blue spaces on his eyes, he's naked in front of them, pierced, and they're calling out names at him. And what does he say? "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." That's not said by someone who does it begrudgingly. He'd be saying, "Oh, Father." John 19:34. "He pierced his side, and from the inside came blood and water that was spilled." Blood and water was spilled out of him. So let's go back. Leviticus 1:1-9. I think you're going to see it differently this time. "A male without blemish must be offered. No blemish. There can be nothing about him that is of any regard of sin. If it meet, he must offer it of his own free will." Cannot be begrudgingly. Can't be, "I have to. I'm going to go do it." He has to offer it of his own free will. "It must be done at the door of the tabernacle." If you go to the lamb that's done at Passover, it must be done where? At the door of your house. In this, there's this idea of being able to cross over from one to another. "He must put the hand on the head." This is transferring, and there's only two heads of man that exist, by the way. One head of man is Adam. Head means that which has authority over us. The only other head of man, which is actually above Adam, is Yahweh's word. It has authority over us, whether we believe it or not. You can try and say, you know what? The spring's not going to come in. We're going to keep it away. The spring will still come because Yahweh, through his word, set it up that way. It has authority over you. So the passing of responsibility from one head to another is going to happen at this offering. He's going to make a covering for him. The priest is doing it for that which is offered. The skin of the offering and the word became flesh. We can sit here and even go to the visions where a prayer is done and you have these bones that are rattling in the midst of the desert. And what's given to them? Skin. A covering is given. And after the skin is given, not too long after, a prayer is going that the Spirit would return back in. Sounds like this season. You're supposed to wash the entrails. Now this may seem like, what's the big deal? Do you understand that you're cleaning the inside of the creature? The entrails would have been most unclean. So through this sacrifice, the inside is being cleaned with a spring of water that will well up to what? Salvation. And it must be given completely. Some of the offerings, part is given on the altar, the rest is given out in pieces. This is given and all of it must be given to Yahweh. Not part, not piece. It must be given completely. You're getting nothing except, what are you getting? A skin. So what's intriguing here is, guess what? At Yom Kippur, they offer one for the atonement covering of the priest, and then you have the covering of the people. But the priest has to have a covering first. Well, guess what? If Yeshua has no sin, and there's a skin provided, does he need it? No. That means this covering from the sacrifice can be given to someone else, because he needs it not. There's a change of covering. What was your head is not your head anymore. Paul brings this point. There was a man, and now a new first man has come. A new head. The priest shall have the skin of the burnt offering. I've already mentioned that. And the lamb offered evening and morning. The lamb, as the burnt offering, must be done the minute you wake up. And then you go to sleep. And we just read it in Vehafta. It says you should speak of his word when? When you lie down and when you rise up. The transitions of the day, the word is going to be what ushers you into the new day. What does it mean for us? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Elohim, that you present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy, acceptable to Elohim for service. Yahweh will not take part and parcel of your life. Your relationship with him will start by you giving everything. Yahweh is a jealous God. He's not going to allow you to be, well, I have a God which is money and the world, and I have God which is Yahweh. I've got two outs. Yahweh will not accept that. You have to present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy to him on a daily basis. You are the burnt offering. But notice he ends, acceptable to Yahweh for service, so that you can provide a covering for someone else. By your life, by your words, by your obedience, you provide a covering for someone else. Again, I cannot tell you, this is just the burnt offering. Every offering has significances that go deeper and as deep as this. So always be careful and sit back. Oh, we're reading Leviticus. It's my least favorite book. There are truths in there that we need to grapple with, to understand that when we wake up in the morning, we offer ourselves back up on the altar saying, I choose this day to be another living sacrifice. And as I go to sleep, I choose tonight to offer myself again. And I accept the lamb that was slain for me, providing me the opportunity to be a living sacrifice. This lamb, even if it was done today, would be a constant reminder. When you went in, the priest did not kill the animal. You killed it. You put your hands on it. You felt the life drain out of it. You saw it being completely given. We miss out on those lessons today. But those lessons are most important for us to understand. Verses that Paul speaks of. For us to understand who we really are. Baruch Hashem.